We also do actual recruiting. Actual recruiting in terms of this program is here, application forms. We have students with the financial aid, like the student financial statement and all. And actually try to get the student by the hand. Sometimes it actually takes that, taking the student by the hand. The fourth thing we do is to go out into the communities for those students who don't have the benefit of any academic involvement at the moment. They might have dropped out of school, they might be returning military veterans. We try to show them some, you know, career mobility from where they are. So those are, excuse me, those are generally the four phases. And my role now, my exact title is advisor and communications coordinator of this project, Project Black Awareness. But actually, I'm assistant director. For the first 3 years of the project, I was the director. Now I serve as the advisor and as special assistant to the dean in the school here.
Hannah, how long has this project been going on?
Well, the forerunner of the project started in 1971 with an entity here on this campus called Operation Health Careers. It took seven black college kids and sent them out into the Birmingham community to talk to students about various careers in health. And because of the huge success of the project in terms of the number of students who were touched and the response from those students, in fact, more students were interested in getting into the training programs than training programs would accommodate. And based upon that, we wrote a subsequent grant, and this was with the Health Manpower Development Corporation out of Washington, D.C. We wrote a subsequent grant. The first effort with the seven black college kids was just a 10-week deal. Mm-hmm. Then we wrote a subsequent grant, and they broke a precedent and funded an entity for a second time. They didn't normally do that, but they funded us for 9 months. I think it started in February of 72 to October of 72. And they called it seed money to see if we could use that to develop a viable, ongoing kind of program. And about December the 5th, 7th or so of 1971, it came to our attention that a brand new office had been formed in Washington, D.C. called the Office of Health Manpower Opportunity. And its focus was the minority community. So we prepared a grant for them, and we were one of 13 to be funded in the country. Originally, and that, as I said, that was our first funding cycle, started July 1, 1972, and it went until June 30, 75, and we were given a subsequent three-year grant starting July 1 of this year that will last to June 30, 78. So we've been going on now for, well, the concept has been going for about 4 years, but the project itself has been going for a little over three.
Tell me about any, you know, we call social contacts, any clubs that you're in, the type of people that you're friends with, etc.
Okay.
What you do on the side
after. Well, I try to diversify. When I was in undergraduate school, I pledged to one of the four major black fraternities, Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. And I'm a member of the graduate chapter. We have our fraternity house here in the city, right over by Birmingham Southern College. I spend a lot of my time there. I recently purchased an organ that, you know, I spent an awful lot of time in front of it trying to learn to play it. But if I'm not there, there's a local tavern over in the western section where it's sort of known as the Mecca for the guys that grew up in the western section. You know, we just sort of consider it home. And I spend a lot of time there with the guys who might drop by after work. If anyone comes to town that went to high school with us from that area, they will always come there. It's sort of like a meeting ground. It's the water hole for our section of town over there. So that's and you know, educational levels vary from the MD, PhD down to the elementary school dropout.
Can you tell me anything about